we went to the Department of Education to hand over our memorandum of demand. And then we met the director of, I'm not sure it is Mr. Alan Mayer, and we gave him our memorandum. And then they did not give us a feedback until now. We've been sending them emails, calling them. They did not respond to us. So that is why we are taking this matter to Parliament.
Mrs. Lango, I would like you to speak into the mouthpiece, please, because we can't hear you that well. Continue.
Oh, okay. The reason why we are going to the Parliament is because of that. Because they're not giving us answers. And then they also told us on TV that our memorandum has many errors. And then they did not come to us, they did not respond to some of the things they understand on that memorandum. They did not call us, they did not even send an email. That is why we're going to Parliament today.
What was in your memorandum?
The memorandum, the issues that we have there, firstly, the shortages of educators in our schools, especially the schools that are serving the underprivileged communities. And also, the department must refrain from allowing employment of quality education through school governing body, which is SGB, because this is an exploitation to teachers, because they do not get the same salary as employed teachers by the government. And there's also a trend of assistant teachers. And then these assistant teachers are teaching the kids. They are not qualified. And I still have a question about that, because I'm not sure what is SAFE is saying about that. Because if you're not qualified, you're not supposed to teach the children. Also, there are classrooms. The classrooms are overcrowded with over 50 learners in class. And I just have a question. Why not divide that 50 by 2 and employ another teacher? Because you are here and you're unemployed, but there are overcrowded classes.
Yes. So what tangible results are you hoping to yield with today's picket outside Parliament? And what do you think needs to be done to address the immediate challenges that you have?
What we need them to give us a feedback. We need them to answer to us and give us a feedback. Mm-hmm. That's what we want at least.
All right. Thank you so much, Mongikazi Shishlangu, the Western Cape Secretary of the United Unemployed Educators. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the line by the Basic Education Department spokesperson, Elijah Mshlanga. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Mr. Mshlanga, a very good morning to you. Over 30,000 teaching vacancies countrywide. What has been the challenge in filling those vacancies?
The way the story is being told, it makes it sound like there are 31,000 spaces that are available and are unoccupied, which is not correct. In education, whenever someone departs, someone will act in that position, and then the position will be advertised, and that's a process that happens on any given time. So at any point, there will be a process of trying to fill a post. And that's what provinces would do. So when the question came at the time when it was asked to the minister, she answered it in that way because at that time, that was the number of posts that were still being processed to get the people acting in those positions to be permanently employed. So it does not mean that there are 31,000 spaces that are unoccupied. It does not mean that there are no teachers who are occupying those 31,000 posts. So this, at any given point, is something that happened and it's currently happening to process those people into the permanent post.
Mm-hmm. Now, today we have the United Unemployed Educators going on a picket outside Parliament due to the lack of employment for teachers. Number one, is the department aware of today's picket, because they claim the department has not responded to their demands?
Well, the Department of Basic Education is located in Pretoria. We're not in Cape Town. Cape Town is Parliament. Cape Town is the Parliament is the custodian of that building there. We're just a small tenant there, just like all other government departments. So all other organizations that have picketed, they have always made it a point to come to Pretoria Student Street, which is where they find us. So, yes, we are aware of the protest because we've heard about it through the media and elsewhere. But we wouldn't be in Cape Town because we are located in Pretoria.
So what impact will the unfilled vacancies have on schools nationwide? And what is the department doing to bridge that huge gap between vacancies and unemployed educators?
Now, there are people in those 31,000 or so are currently teaching the learner. So that's the fact that we need to emphasize, that there are people in those posts, except that they are still acting in them because, people are always leaving, whether retirement or resignation or because the province has declared that their posts are available. So that process is ongoing. There will never be a time when we say all vacancies are filled because on any given day, it's somebody else's last day. So that's what we also need to accept. In terms of unemployed educators, that is also something else that is always there because the system loses about 5,000 teachers a year from resignation, retirement, and health-related departures. But the higher education system produces about 80,000 teachers a year, which means basic education does not have the capacity to absorb everyone that qualifies as an educator every year. So that gap will always be there. We don't have all the money to employ everyone because also it is not practical that we absorb 30,000 people when we have a budget for only about 5,000 people.
Just before this interview, we had the South African Rainbow Alliance, SARA, as well as the DADES. They say that the Bella Bill will only further worsen educational outcomes. This is now on a separate matter. What do you make of the assertions about the Bella Bill, and is there something the department doing about these assertions?
No, I actually feel very sad for Ms. Makuvele because she confuses two things that are completely unrelated. I've been hearing her repeat this thing, and it's confusing and it's very, very concerning that she brings into the Bella Bill something that is not there at all. So it baffles me as to how she can go and pull something from somewhere else and drag it into the Bella Bill. What she's talking about is nowhere. I'll challenge her to show me one line in the Bella Bill of what she's talking about us teaching kids to be gay. I don't know where she gets that from. It's the most shocking thing that I've been hearing her repeat on television, radio, and everywhere else. I don't know. It's shocking, really. I don't know how to put it in any other way.
Mr. Mshlanga, thank you so much. That's the Basic Education Department spokesperson, Elijah Mshlanga, chatting to us. What do you make of that?